This is our online segment. We've got Tom Rock of Newsday and Art Stapleton of The Record. And, guys, Eli Manning, he on a lot of pressure against Minnesota, had some chances against Green Bay. Shocked that you didn't cash in.
I'm a little surprised that we're going on. This is going to be his 200th consecutive start here, considering the regular season and the playoffs. And we're still asking the same questions that we asked after the fourth start against the Ravens back in 2004. Is he the guy? Can he do it? Can he get it done? He's got to go out there and prove it. This team is his load to carry, and he's got to bring them to the victory.
Jerry Reese said at the beginning of training camp, we're on his back. And right now, there's a lot of people on Eli Manning's back, maybe except for the offense. You know, everyone is on Eli. He's got to play better. He has the fewest touchdown passes, two, since week one of the season in the NFL. He missed one last week against Will tie up the seam. You know, down 14-6 right before the half, I think it would have changed the game for the Giants. They didn't connect. Eli needs to play better. This team has so few stars that need to play like stars, and Eli and Odell Beckham Jr. are at the top of the list. If they don't get them playing like stars, they're not going to win football games.
Five touchdowns through five games, the fewest for Eli Manning since his rookie year. That's got to change.
You know, it seems like everything was going kind of according to schedule. Even though they didn't score a lot of points against the Saints, Danelle dropped a touchdown. Beckham could have had a touchdown. Beckham could have had another touchdown before the Cruz catch. He put up big numbers. Wasn't kind of his fault. Right. But since he got that hit in the Washington game, it feels like his internal clock has gone a little bit quicker.
He's definitely rushing things. We saw against Minnesota how many times did he throw those little screen passes right at the feet of the wide receiver just to get the ball out of his hands. And then, you know, his feet were definitely, you know, pitter-patter all over the frozen tundra there at Lambeau Field. He couldn't set up. He couldn't find the receivers. You know, he's got to get some time. That's the offensive line's problem, is that they have to give him a little bit more of a pulse there to let him read the defense and find those receivers.
Yeah, the trust factor is always there with Eli. You know, when he trusts his receivers, he may, you know, gives Cruz a chance to make plays in week one and week two, they win the games. I don't know if Eli trusts everyone around him right now, and that's a big factor. They need to be efficient. The term of the week for me offensively is efficiency. The Ravens allow only 14.6 first downs per game as a defense. That's the best in the NFL. The Giants need to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. And Eli's got to connect. He got to make plays downfield.
Look, they're seeing the same kind of coverages every week. You know, they're in a certain personnel package. You got to be able to run the ball. What has happened to this running game? It's non-existent. And you know, they haven't gone against the most prolific defenses in the NFL outside of Minnesota the last couple of weeks. Right. In fact, all season, with the exception of the Vikings.
I think a lot of it is stubbornness in terms of the personnel that they have on the field. You know, they're in three wide receiver sets almost the entire game. There's no chance to put an extra body back there. They're missing a fullback. They don't have one on the roster. They have a couple of tight ends who can't help in the blocking game. They need to get a little push there. So even if you're spread out wide with three wide receivers and one tight end, it's five blockers against six defenders when they're covering that kind of coverage. So there's no way to beat them number versus number. You got to add bodies in there. You got to get people in. You got to move the formations around and get different personnel grouping.
First 10 quarters, the Giants were clicking. And, you know, it seemed like there was something to work off of. The second half against Washington and then obviously the last 2 weeks, they've struggled. They're missing something on offense, and they haven't been able to find it. Is it Rashad Jennings being out? Is it the combination of Jennings and Vereen not being on the field that Eli doesn't necessarily trust the backs in the backfield? You know, I'd give Paul Perkins a little bit more run this Sunday against the Ravens. I like his ability to hit a hole and go. I know he might not be there in pass protection just yet, but I want to see what Perkins can do with a little bit more touches. Maybe he gets that running game going with a little explosion.
Heck, put Brett Jones in there at fullback. Let him try and bang somebody up there and get the ball going. You know, you got to try anything right now.
All right, Giants secondary. You know, that was supposed to be a strength of this football team, but they really haven't had their starting safety or the backup to the starting safety. And then you've had Eli Apple in and out of the lineup with injury. Banged up as a group. Do you see this group getting better?
You know, I'm I'm impressed with Dominique Rogers' Cromartie and the grittiness that he's shown. You know, the last 2 years here, DRC has been knocked for a guy who hasn't been able to stay on the field and wanting to come off. Last Sunday against Green Bay, I'm not sure how he was still on the field. He could barely walk in the fourth quarter, and yet he was out there trying to make plays. This secondary's banged up. They need to watch for the deep ball against Joe Flacco. We know how good they are when he's clicking, how good he is deep. But I think they'll be okay. I mean, DRC, maybe he plays. Maybe Apple's out another week. Cody Sensabaugh coming in, he may have to go right out there and play. I think they'll be all right in the secondary. They need more from the defensive front, too. You know, they've been good against the run, but they haven't gotten after the quarterback.
Fewer sacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get more from the guys up front.
We talked about that last week with the pass pressure, and that really is the whole key. That's why they brought in these guys, JPP and Vernon. And they were able to get in the backfield a few times last time, but Aaron Rodgers is just the best quarterback in the business at making time and scooting around in the backfield. So you kind of consider that a little bit of a wash, but they have to get Flacco off his game because with Marty Morningwig, he's going to want to air it out, and he's going to sense the vulnerability in this secondary. Yep. And with Joe Flacco's big arm, they're just going to be going down the field.
Guys, quickly, prediction.
Well, it's kind of like Linus waiting for the great pumpkin, waiting for this offense to show up. I think I'm going to give it one more week. I'm going to say it does this week. Giants 31, Ravens 21.
Yeah, I went way high with my score last week. I thought the Giants would steal one in Lambeau, but I'll go low. I'll say 21-17 Giants.
All right, good stuff.